I'm teaching these Anabaptists about the Word of God today and how not to ride on the sidewalks and run their neighbors over. Can you bring the Word of God, sir? Aren't you supposed to love a brother or an enemy? Which one am I? And you're supposed to love them both. And you're supposed to teach the Word of God. I see a bunch of people on fleshly vacation. I just had a pastor who's been a pastor for 40 years. He didn't know the gospel. Anabaptist pastor from Topeka, Kansas, named Delbert. He doesn't know the gospel. Do you know the gospel, sir? I got a gospel card for you. I'd love to share with you because I love you. Would you like one? You can test yourself to the Word of God. Another man that's just going to ignore the gospel and just go on his way to pedal his bike around. Okay? We're just preaching the gospel on a sidewalk. And this is what we find here. This is what we find here in Carnal Pinecraft. What we find is a lot of men. What we find is a lot of men out tooling around living in their flesh, not about the kingdom of God. You Amish men are going to lose your souls lest you repent and enter the kingdom of God. You're carnal, fleshly people that do not know the truth of God. Otherwise, your fruit would be made evident. What's the fruit? Let's talk about this. What's the fruit of godly people that know the Word of God? Well, Galatians 5 says the fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which is patience. We get that. Ephesians 5:9. Now, they have those fruits for each other, but they're like the Pharisees. Oh, you love each other, but not other people. Jesus said, you're no better than the publicans when you do that. They love each other in their flesh. They don't love other people. I'm either enemy or brother. Which one? How about Ephesians 5:9? Ephesians 5:9 says, the fruits of the Spirit are goodness, truth, and righteousness. That's the fruits of the Spirit. Goodness, truth, and righteousness. So let's test the Anabaptists if they have that. They don't have the biblical gospel. They're not seeking the kingdom of God in righteousness. They love the things of the world. They don't love their brothers or their enemies. Sir, would you like to talk to me instead of my wife?
I asked if you got a permit to do this.
I don't need a permit to do this. It's a public sidewalk.
I don't want you.
It's a public sidewalk, sir.
Yeah, but you're disturbing the peace here. You're
disturbing the peace?
Yeah.
Do the Anabaptists use amplifiers at their auctions?
You know what?
Do they use it when they have their music?
Shut that thing off.
Do they use it when they have their music, sir?
Well, you're
Jesus said, lift up your voice. The traffic is loud, too.
The peace. Call the law on you.
Go call the law. They do it every time. I want to see if you're going to do it. Every time the police leave me be because I'm not breaking the law. You should worry about more about God's truth than a loudspeaker that's preaching Jesus. They're angry about a loudspeaker preaching Jesus. Oh, why? Because it calls them out of their sin and their worldliness. When the police come and tell me I can't use an amp, I'll turn it off. Until then, over this traffic noise, I'm on a corner. I'm not in a residential area. I'm going to preach Christ. I'll say it again. Anabaptists use their loudspeakers for auctions. They use their loudspeakers for music. Last week when I was preaching in Pinecraft, they had youth that were hooligans on motorcycles revving them up, running right by us, making all kinds of noise. And not one of them had said anything about that. They actually had a young man flying drones at our faces. Yep. So close to us, we could knock the drone out of the air with our gospel sign. We did twice to protect our small children with us. That's how corrupt these people are. You're supposed to be on the road, not on the sidewalk, young folks. You're supposed to be on the road, not on the sidewalk. And then when we left that day, two hooligans on motorcycles chased us down the road and were harassing us 3 miles or a couple miles from this place. So we're just talking about the fruit of people that love God. We're talking about the fruit of those that are born of God. We're talking about goodness, truth, righteousness. Jesus said in Matthew 7, you know a tree by its fruit. The Anabaptists have rotten fruit. Gluttony is big in the Anabaptist world. They eat a lot and they get fat. False doctrines are big. False gospels. Pagan holidays. Feminization. Pride and vanity. Idleness. Riding around on bikes, going to the beach, eating ice cream, playing bocce ball, basketball, shuffleboard. When Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. That's not happening in the Anabaptist world. That's not happening in the evangelical world. That's not happening Roman Catholic world. We're fair. We call them all out. Jesus said this troublesome thing to you folks. You must worship in spirit and truth. Unless you're worshiping in spirit and truth, you're supposed to be on the road trail there, not on the sidewalk. That's where you're supposed to be. Repent or you're going to lose your soul, Mennonite. Do you love God's word enough to study it and know the truth, young man? Can you open your Bible and show me why I should be a Mennonite? Do you know the gospel to eternal life? Here comes an old man like me. Can you explain the gospel to eternal life, sir? Do you love your enemy, your neighbor, whatever I am, enough to explain the gospel? Nope. Got time for electric bikes, pedal bikes. Not time for the gospel. You know the gospel, young man? I can tell by your smirking no. So we'll just leave it right there. On their way to the hell and judgment of God, lest you repent, Anabaptists. Gonna lose your soul. You're not cleansed by the blood of Jesus unless you walk in the light. Go read 1 John 1:7. Unless you walk in the light, you have no hope. You're not walking in the light as an Anabaptist. You have no hope to be cleansed. You have no hope of eternal life. What you have is the judgment of God coming for you. What you have is wrath and anger from a fiery God. Can you bring your Bible, sir, and tell me why I should be Amish and where that is in Scripture? Or don't you care about the Word of God? I know you care about vacationing. I know you care about tooling around on bikes. I know you care about ice cream. I'm outside their ice cream parlor. We can go down to the shuffleboard court and see they care about that. This is a condemnation against them. Jesus said in John 3:19 through 21, the light has come, but this is the condemnation, that men love darkness rather than light, because the light reproves them. That's what you're living in. You're living in darkness, Anabaptists. Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you? Jesus was not Roman Catholic. Why are you? Jesus was not worldly. Why are you? Jesus was not most of the ways of the Anabaptists and the world around him. Why are you? Christ is the creator. And unless you're born again by the shed blood of Jesus through biblical repentance, that's leaving every false way, you have not the hope of eternal life to come. Jesus shed his blood to make a narrow way. You have to turn and be born again by the Spirit of God. You have to turn and seek him in righteousness. You have to become a child of God, born of the Spirit of God. Not an Anabaptist person that keeps a bunch of false traditions and does not love their neighbor. Love God, love your neighbor, the Bible says. The two great commands. How are you loving God and your neighbor as you spend your time vacationing, Anabaptist Amish man? What kind of example are you to your wife as you live in fleshly idleness, Anabaptist man? You guys don't even show the fruit of being born of God. We love telling the truth because it's your only hope for salvation. You must be in spirit and truth. Through Jesus Christ, my glorious Master.